This is Vatican Radio, and I am Lydia O'Kane. Jesuit Father Hans Zollner, head of the Institute of Psychology at the Gregorian University in Rome and Centre for the Protection of Minors, says the Church has learned valuable lessons and has made great strides in the safeguarding of children. He made the comments to Vatican Radio following the publication of a report issued on Wednesday by the UN Committee on the Rights of the Child, which accused the Vatican of turning a blind eye to decades of sexual abuse of children by priests. I spoke to Father Zollner about the report and about the Church's efforts to safeguard children.
Now, first, it is in parts a harsh report. In other parts, it recognizes that the Holy See and the Church as a whole has made steps forward. So you can see, as is normal in such kind of reports, that there is a patchwork of texts that have been put together, probably by various people, then it was discussed, maybe, and then approved. But you see clearly that there are different kinds of attitudes and of opinions in regard to the Church's efforts to make progress in the struggle against, in the fight against abuse. There are things that from the outside, you can't really understand. Why would they come in? Why would they talk about abortion, about contraception and homosexuality? It looks as if there are some people, just wanted to make their point, connecting the sexual morale of teaching of the Church with, in some way, indirectly hinting that this produces abuse. This is, scientifically speaking, nonsense. On the other hand, you see that, for example, there is appreciation for the position of the Church, what has been made clear by the delegation of the Holy See in Geneva last month, in 16th of January, that the Church is, a double existence. So there is the state of the Vatican, and there you have the laws, and they follow exactly what the Child Rights Convention proposes. And then there is the Church, the Catholic Church around the globe, and there you have the Bishops' Conference that have their own legislations, and they have to follow the state legislation, the laws, in the place where they are. So, it's very difficult, obviously, for people who try to see the Vatican or the Catholic Church as one single existence, one being, so to say, not in the same light as they would see Germany or Portugal or Yemen. These were the countries that were also called for the meeting a month ago. So they, in some way, they mix up between the state of the Vatican and the Catholic Church as an organism with local responsibilities and local, for example, bishops' conferences and or religious congregations that have their own level of responsibility.
What's your view on the Church's efforts with regard to child safeguarding, child protection? Has the Church made significant strides?
In many countries, yes. In the United States, in Canada, in Ireland, in Germany, the Catholic Church, in some of those countries, is the only institution, if you may call it like this, that has made major strides for safeguarding children. No other organization in those countries and worldwide, I would say, and I have traveled quite a lot in the last years, and I've seen many of those institutions and regulations, has made such an effort to protect children. Now, in an institution with 1.2 billion people around the globe, it is very difficult to move on one speed. Obviously, in many countries, the protection guidelines have been implemented. In Germany, for example, we have now in every diocese and in every religious congregation, you have now responsible people to whom you can refer victims and so forth. No other institution in Germany has this. No state institution, no medical association or psychotherapeutic association. So, obviously, much more can be done, especially if you look into countries and continents where the topic of child abuse is not dealt with in the public until now. In many African countries, it is no matter that for discussion in the public. In many Asian countries, you don't talk about this issue. And I don't talk about the Christians or the Catholics. I talk about the general public. In Korea, it would be a taboo for the public discussion. And finally, I would say that the Catholic Church has spread out by many efforts the message, and the Congregation for Doctrine and the Holy Father Francis and Benedict, they have clearly made that standpoint that they want the church to become a safe place for children, and they want to go on in this fight against abuse. But we have also to see that in the last decades, very little has been done in the church and outside the church, but also in the church, to really listen to victims, to really do justice to them, and not to to help perpetrators to continue with their abuse. This we have to own up, but I would say the church is doing what it can. In this moment, we have many people working at the Congregation for Doctrine to process the files from the accusations. We have many people involved in, for example, in countries like Germany, England, Ireland, and obviously United States, that are involved in therapy, in compensation, financial and others. So that this dark past, where you have many sins and crimes committed by members of the church and by members of the clergy, is the victims can receive justice as much as possible. I think we can say the church has learned something. Still, there is much to learn, especially if we look into the international landscape. But as a whole, I would say the church is the only institution worldwide that acts worldwide that really has taken major steps in this regard.
I just wanted to come back to a point you made earlier about different issues coming into play in this report, such as abortion, contraception. Looking at this, I mean, was there any reason for these issues to be in this report?
Frankly, from my standpoint, no. I don't see the connection there. It is as if somebody wanted to make those points in some way. The linking of those topics to abuse provokes in some way, let me say, the logic that because the church insists on, for example, the fight against abortion, this would be linked in some way to propagating abuse. I mean, this logic is certainly, for me, is very strange, and I certainly can't see the point there.
Looking at this issue of abortion mentioned in the report, the UN is asking the Holy See to accept the practice of abortion. But on Wednesday, Archbishop Silvano Tomasi said this was a contradiction in terms, that the Convention on the Rights of the Child should be protecting life from conception to its end. What are your thoughts on that?
Now, I mean, the point they make is, and this is also very curious, they bring some examples. For example, they talk about the Magdalene laundries in Ireland, and in regard to the abortion, they make that point of a 9-year-old girl in Brazil that was pregnant, and the bishop there insisted that she should give birth to that child, and so forth. So it is very curious that they hook on those very single cases and make, and this is, in this case, they try to point out that the change of abortion policy of the Vatican would, or of the moral teaching of the Church, better, would prevent harming children worldwide. So, I mean, there is a kind of queer logic in this that I really can't understand, because the Church defends the unborn exactly because we believe in the worth, in the value of the human life from the beginning, and how this would interfere with the health and of children and possible abuse of them, I really can't see.